Unit 68, Wealth. Ryan was a wealthy and prominent figure in New York. His high-class lifestyle had earned him a great deal of recognition among businessmen and politicians alike over the years. His father bequeathed him a large estate in Connecticut, as well as all of his investments. Further, Ryan inherited priceless pieces of art for which his father was an avid collector. The entire collection that his father amassed was worth well over $10 million at the time Ryan inherited it. At first, there was a legal quagmire regarding who the will was meant for, since the writing was so illegible. However, in the end, it was determined Ryan was the true heir to his father's fortune. Since becoming a member of the upper class, he did not divulge information on where his wealth had come from. He edified his lawyers and accountants to hide the fact that all the money he owed was because of a lucky inheritance and a rich father. The last thing Ryan wanted was the rest of high society in New York to know this. As he grew into adulthood, Ryan became a stout materialist, collecting everything and anything. He always needed to have the newest and best things that were released. One day, a man approached him in the waning light of dawn as Ryan was walking home. He threatened to thwart Ryan from continuing on as he had since his father died. The man claimed to have information that revealed the truth of where Ryan's fortune came from and said he would let the local newspaper know about it unless he was given money. Ryan was appalled to be exhorted in such a way and thought quickly on what he should do next. If that information was revealed, he would become a destitute in the eyes of high society. Ryan claimed that the man's sources must be defunct, since there was no evidence of his father's inheritance left. However, once the man divulged a summary that detailed the full breadth of Ryan's inheritance, he knew that this man was not bluffing. Quickly, Ryan's attitude changed from aggressive to submissive. And he agreed to pay the man if he never mentioned the inheritance again. Ryan went to the bank the next day and furled a large envelope into his jacket pocket that was packed with $100 bills.